Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Rëtis dhe shërë vë arif billa Hazët i aqtës Hazët Mojna Shraki Muhammed Aqtësab Nëvër Allahu mërkëdëhu Dhe të ajtë l-Iz Hifazët i e nëzër Pe për dë hasino Se hua të ngë zëmana Anko ne shuru kër dhia ab dil ko satana Be parda haseeno se hua tang zamana Anko ne shuru kër dhia ab dil ko satana Mumkin nahi surat mein ho koi taghayyur Bekar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana Mumkin nahi surat mein ho koi taghayyur Bekar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana Lekin agar aankhon ko takun tu unse bachaye Lekin agar aankhon ko takun unse bachaye Mumkin nahi phir dil ka tere unse bachana Mumkin nahi phir dil ka tere unse bachana Aankhon ki hifazat mein is dil ka sukoon bhi Aankhon ki hifazat mein is dil ka sukoon bhi Gonaf kare tujhse koi aur bahana Aankhon ki hifazat mein is dil ka sukoon bhi Gonaf kare tujhse koi aur bahana Dhoka hai tujhe lutf haseeno se milega Dhoka hai tujhe lutf haseeno se milega Iblis ke kehne se kabhi uspe na jana Iblis ke kehne se kabhi uspe na jana Be parda haseeno se hua tang zamana Aankhon ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana Pagal ki tarah phirte us shauq majazi Bechain hai din raat ye badnaam zamana Pagal ki tarah phirte us shauq majazi Bechain hai din raat ye badnaam zamana Rehna hai agar chain se sun lo ye meri baat Rehna ye agar chain se sun lo ye meri baat Aankhon ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana Aankhon ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana Akhtar ki ek baat nasihat ki suno tum In murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana Akhtar ki ek baat nasihat ki suno tum In murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana Be parda haseeno se hua tang zamana Be parda haseeno se hua tang zamana
آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو سٹانا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفیٰ ما بعد. It's beautiful, very important bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawar Allah Maqadahu. And Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam, Allah Ta'ala has kept Hazrat in this Zamana where this great pandemic that is causing great harm directly to our Iman, Allah Ta'ala has used Hazrat to express and the importance of this very, very great amal of protection of our gazes, which is such a terrible action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, Allah's ghayrat was, that Allah ta'ala directly did not even address the ummah. Allah ta'ala informs Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ and قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. And from this we can understand that what a great command of Allah ta'ala is. And if we still haven't realized what harm it is causing in the entire world, then it is my own weakness of Iman that Allah Ta'ala is telling the believers separately and the males and females separately, that it is not just a matter of putting on their veils, but under that veil also they have to control their gazes. So Hazrat says, when a person doesn't make hifazat of his nazar, then what will be the condition? بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. That period, this is more referring to India, Pakistan, where now it is بے پردگی. They don't even wear the hijab, they don't cover their faces, etc. Whereas Hazrat explained in our countries and Europe, America, there is not بے پردگی, there is اللہ اکبر اوریانیت, there is nakedness. That the way women are strolling in the streets, etc. And today, sadly, forget the streets, as Hazrat has explained to us over and over. This is fantasizing on just looking at pictures, whether it's on our phone, whether it's on the billboards, whether it is in the magazines. Then what has happened? Now it has made life, so to say, so difficult that now the eyes, and because women folk are just on the road all the time, now آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. That when a person is not controlling his gazes, now just that glances of yours, it is now causing harm and difficulty to your heart, because the eyes are the door of the heart. The moment that a person's glances fall on anything, immediately his heart starts turning in a different direction. And forget the woman and forget haram things, just or even those things that are permissible. And you, unnecessary, you're looking, you see your heart starts getting affected by that. So Hazrat says that don't be so foolish and just pass glances and not be concerned. And that is why Hazrat has taught us so beautifully that it is extremely important that a person, before he leaves his home, etc., he has to make a firm pledge with Allah Ta'ala that qasd-e azam e nazar, that I make a pledge that, oh Allah, I won't pass glances. And this is not just a matter of evil glances, any type of glances, we should be protecting ourselves, because as Hazrat explained, that you can never become the wali of Allah Ta'ala if you don't know how to control your glances. And then Hazrat says, it is the height of stupidity and foolishness that you get enjoyment in passing haram glances at ghair mahram woman, etc., or the other way round, or today at youngsters, etc. Hazrat says, just think for yourself, mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi taghayyur, bekar hai fir unse tera dil ka lagana. That you think you passed a glance at somebody and now you think it's such a beautiful feature I saw, that just think, in few days time that whole form is going to change. It's not going to remain the same. And forget few days time, one accident and that feature that you are looking at, see. And then further Hazrat teaches us, very simple treatment is, just let that feature that you are looking at, whether it is woman, whether it's boys, girls, whoever the case may be, just take two laxatives and see what will be the condition of that person. So actually we are not looking at the feature, we are looking at filth and dirt. And we are still like foolish people, myself, Allah give us all tawfiq, that we make a concerted effort and we have to make sincere tawbah with regard to this. So Hazrat says, if you know, and it's a fact that the form is going to change very soon, and so it is just you wasting your time now putting your heart to what you have glanced at. And worse, if you're fantasizing on something, on a picture, etc., which is totally false. And even outwardly, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned very clearly that those women or any person who adorns himself and goes out in the street, that he must be looked at, then he's like this and like this, or she's like this and like that. In other words, a zaniya. She's attracting, and la'ana naziru wal manzur ilay. Allah ta'ala curses upon a person who looks and a person who presents himself to be looked at. And that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that if you don't control your gazes, then this is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. And if you control it in the fear of Allah Ta'ala's love, that Allah gave me this eyes, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala to see great, great things and to get closeness to Allah Ta'ala, reciting Qur'an-i Kareem, looking at our parents, getting Hajj and Umrah sawab, and then a person will be concerned that if I don't look, I'll get a hoor of Jannat, du'as will be accepted, etc. So whoever controls his gazes out of the fear of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, we will change that into Iman, and you will find the sweetness in your heart. Allah give me tawfiq and all of us. So Hazrat further teaches us, if you don't take heed, lekin agar aankho ko na tu unse bachaye, mumkin nahi phir dil ka tere unse bachana. And Hazrat says, it's impossible. If you want a peaceful life, and you don't want restlessness, and you don't want depression in your life, then if you don't control your gazes, and you don't stop passing glances, it's impossible your heart will be at ease. Your heart will never be at ease. And Allahu Akbar, what terrible condition you will go through. Aankho ki hifazat mein hai, us dil ka sukubi, go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. Hazrat is teaching us now, giving us the treatment, that remember, if you want peace and contentment in the heart, and you want a peaceful life, whether it's in the, and even the concentration in your ibadah, in all your other works, and people that are married, get enjoyment in their homes, with their wives, etc., then Hazrat says, in controlling your gazes, in protecting your gazes, then there is definitely peace in the heart, contentment in the heart. Although your nafs, that is our arch enemy, if we don't make our islah of our nafs, then nafs will make you lot of excuses. Say, just look now, you're not look passing a haram gaze, it's nothing serious, and you're just glancing. So that is totally wrong. We shouldn't fall into the trap of our nafs and shaitan. Doka hai tujhe lut fatino se milega, iblis ke kehne se kabhi uspe na jana. Hazrat says, this is a total deception, that you get enjoyment of looking at these artificial beauties that are walking in the road, or on your mobile, whatever the case may be. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us, that they do not look beautiful in any case. Shaitan just beautifies them. So don't fall into the trap of Iblis, Shaitan, that whatever Shaitan tells you, that look, nothing will happen, you're just passing a glance. But Shaitan is putting that poisonous arrow in you, and you don't realize what great harm will be caused. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, if we don't protect our gazes, forget an accident on the road, your whole Iman will be gone. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And a person who doesn't control his gazes, the terrible harm in this world already. Pagal pik ki tarah firte hai usha ki majazi, bechain hai din raat, ye badnaam e zamana. That this person who's involved in illicit love affairs, etc., he's like a mad person. He's walking around, but his mind is not there. He's like whisked, he's overtaken, he's in a mad condition, bechain, and he's restless all the time. Outwardly, he might be looking like he's doing his work. Even in salah, you might be thinking he's in salah. But in reality, Allah save us, where, in which haram? So much so, a person will be next to his halal wife, and he'll be involved in haram, fantasizing over haram woman, etc. And then he will become disgraced, the disgraced person of the time. You can be a great alim, whoever, and Hazrat explained that here, myself, many of us, we slip. Even a person is tahajjud guzar, but when it comes to controlling of gazes, we slip terribly. And that is why we need the treatment. Allah has brought us here in the company of our shaykh and our mashayikh to learn the reality of this great pandemic. which is worse than all the other pandemics, what is COVID, etc. This is the worst pandemic that has hit the Ummah today. Rehnaya agar chain se sun lo ye meri baat. Hazrat is saying what great feeling and telling us that if you want to stay with peace, just listen to this important matter and this important advice I am giving you. Aankho ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. Don't ever let your gaze just even touch the gaze of the opposite sex. Even, and that is why from this also we learn, women who wear their parda, they should shouldn't keep their eyes open also. Because that type of parda, just that glance of that eye, and it causes great havoc. Finally, Hazrat mentioned, Akhtar ki ye ek baat nasihat ki suno tum, un murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. Hazrat, with great pain, Hazrat is telling us, that listen to this advice of mine. At least if you don't want to listen to anything, this advice is so important that these beauties that you are looking at, they are like dead corpses. Just now they're going to be falling into their cover. So don't ever let your heart be connected to them. And control your gazes, otherwise you'll live a miserable life. And when a person learns and makes an effort to control his gazes, then see the peace that comes into his life, in his ibadat and everything. Allah Akbar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Reading from the kitab Hayatul Muslimin of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayh. The solutions to the problems facing the Ummah. The next chapter is on belief in Taqdeer and placing one's trust in Allah Ta'ala. This belief and practice has the following benefits. Number one, no matter how worrisome an incident may be, the heart of the person who has this belief will remain firm. He will think to himself that this is what Allah Ta'ala had willed, and anything to the contrary could not have happened. Allah Ta'ala will remove it when He wills. Number two, once a person has understood the above point, if there is any delay in the warding off of the calamity, he will not become distressed, despondent and weak-hearted. Number three, once a person has understood this, then in order to remove the calamity, he will not follow a course of action which will cause the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. Number four, after understanding all the above, and after adopting all the means, he will occupy himself in dua. That is because he will realize that if the calamity can only be removed by Allah Ta'ala as well, there is more hope of benefit in making dua to him alone. By occupying himself in dua, his bond with Allah Ta'ala will be strengthened. This is the root of all comfort. Number five, when the person has the conviction of Allah Ta'ala's power alone, when doing every task, if he experiences success in it, he will not have pride or make claims to success on the basis of his intelligence or planning. The essence of all the above benefits is that the person will be grateful during success and patient at the time of failure. These benefits are encapsulated by Allah Ta'ala in the following verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لكي لا تأثوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم, so that you may not grieve over what has missed you, nor be boastful over what he has given you. All this does not mean that a person can use taqdeer, predestination, as an excuse to give up the necessary planning and adopting of means in accordance with the Sharia. Instead, such a person will not even give up a weak plan, and he will have hope that Allah Ta'ala can instill the necessary effect in it. This is why he will never lose hope. Some people err in this regard, let alone deen, which is a very great thing. The hadith speaks out against the evils of lack of courage in even the essentials of life. Abu Auf ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed a decision on a certain case. The one who lost the case said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is enough for me. What an excellent dispenser of affairs he is. What he meant was that Allah's pleasure is my destiny. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala dislikes absence of courage. A person must still resort to his intelligence. That is, he must not be deficient in his planning and effort. After this, if any task goes beyond your control, then you may say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. I will now relay certain ahadith which makes mention of taqdeer. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person cannot be a true believer until he believes in taqdeer. Whatever good or bad, until he is convinced that whatever was to happen, could not be averted, and whatever was to miss him could never have befallen him. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates, was behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on an animal. He said, "Oh boy, I am about to teach you some facts. Uphold the injunctions of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will safeguard you. Uphold the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and you will find Him with you. If you have to ask, ask from Allah Ta'ala alone. If you seek help from Allah Ta'ala alone. Have this conviction that if the entire creation were to get together to benefit you in any way, they will not be able to benefit you in any way, except with what Allah Ta'ala has already designed for you. And if they were to harm you in any way, they will not be able to harm you in any way, except with what Allah Ta'ala has already designed for you. The pens recording the destinies have been raised, and the pages on which the taqdeer is written have dried. So there can be no alterations, additions or erasures." Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has dispensed with five things as regards every servant. Every servant, five things have been written for him. Number one, his lifespan. Number two, his sustenance. Number three, his actions. Number four, his place of burial. And number five, whether he will be fortunate or unfortunate with regards to his taqdeer and destiny. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us yaqeen and conviction in his belief.